Chapter 3. A Very Bad Housekeeper. What did you do after hearing this? The county attorney finally asked, breaking the silence. I went out and called Harry because I thought I might need help. I got Harry in and we went upstairs. His voice fell almost to a whisper. There he was, lying over the... I think I'd rather have you go into that upstairs, the county attorney interrupted, where you can point it all out, so for now just go on with the story. Well, my first thought was to get that rope off. It looked... He stopped, his face twitching. But Harry went up to him and said, No, he's dead all right, and we'd better not touch anything. So we went downstairs and Mrs. Wright was still sitting that same way. Has anybody been told? I asked. No, said she, unconcerned. Who did this, Mrs. Wright? Harry asked. He said it matter of fact, and she stopped twisting at her apron. I don't know, she said. You don't know? Said Harry. Weren't you sleeping there? Yes, she said, but I was on the inside. Somebody slipped a rope round his neck and strangled him, and you didn't wake up? Said Harry. I didn't wake up, she said after him. We may have looked as if we didn't see how that was possible, so after a minute she said, I sleep deep. Harry was going to ask her more questions, but I said maybe it wasn't our business. Maybe we ought to let her tell her story first to the coroner or the sheriff. So Harry went as fast as he could over to High Road, the Rivers place, where there's a telephone. And what did she do when she knew you had gone for the coroner? The attorney got his pencil ready for writing. She moved from that chair to this one over here. Hale pointed to a small chair in the corner. She just sat there with her hands held together and looking down. I got a feeling that I ought to make some conversation, so I said I had come in to see if John wanted to put in a telephone. She started to laugh, and then she stopped and looked at me, scared. At the sound of Mr. Henderson's moving pencil, Mr. Hale looked up at the attorney. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't scared. Mr. Hale hastened to add, I wouldn't like to say it was. Soon Harry got back, and then Dr. Lloyd came, and you, and then Mr. Peters. So I guess that's all I know that you don't. He said the last thing with relief and moved a little as if relaxing. Everyone moved a little. The county attorney walked toward the stair door. I guess we'll go upstairs first, then out to the barn and around there. He paused and looked around the kitchen. You're convinced there was nothing important in here? He asked the sheriff. Nothing that would point to any motive? The sheriff, too, looked all around, as if to reconvince himself. Nothing here but kitchen things, he said, with a little laugh for the insignificance of kitchen things. The county attorney was looking at the cupboard, a large, awkward structure, half closet and half cupboard, the upper part of it being built in the wall, and the lower part just the old-fashioned kitchen cupboard. As if its strangeness attracted him, he stood on a chair and opened the upper part and looked in, but after a moment he drew his hand away, sticky. Here's a nice mess, he said resentfully. The two women had drawn nearer, and now the sheriff's wife spoke. Oh, her fruit, she said, looking to Mrs. Hale for sympathetic understanding. She turned to the county attorney and explained, she worried about it when it turned so cold last night. She said the fire would go out and her jars might burst. Mrs. Peters' husband broke into a laugh. Well, can you beat women? Held for murder and worrying about her preserves. The young attorney set his lips. I guess before we're through with her, she may have something more serious than preserves to worry about. Oh, well, said Mrs. Hale's husband with gentle superiority. Women are used to worrying over the little things. The two women moved a little closer together and neither spoke. The county attorney seemed suddenly to remember his manners and think of his future. And yet, said he with the gallantry of a young politician, for all their worries, what would we do without the ladies? Still, the women did not speak. They would not make it easier for the men. Mr. Henderson went to the sink and washed his hands, turning to wipe them on the roller towel, which looked dirty. "Dirty towels! Not much of a housekeeper, would you say, ladies?" he asked, kicking his foot against some dirty pans under the sink. "There's a great deal of work to be done on a farm," said Martha Hale stiffly. "To be sure, and yet," with a little bow to her, "I know there are some Dixon County farmhouses that do not have such roller towels." He gave it a pull to expose its full length again. "Those towels get dirty very quickly, and men's hands aren't always as clean as they might be." "Ah, loyal to your kind, I see," he laughed. He stopped and gave her a keen look. "But you and Mrs. Wright were neighbors. I suppose you were friends, too." Martha Hale shook her head. "I've seen little enough of her of late. I've not been in this house. It's more than a year." "And why was that? You didn't like her?" "I liked her well enough," she replied with spirit. "Farmers' wives have their hands full, Mr. Henderson. And then..." She looked around the kitchen. "Yes?" he encouraged. "It never seemed a very cheerful place," she said, more to herself than to him. "No," he agreed. "I don't think anyone would call it cheerful. I wouldn't say she had the homemaking instinct." "Well, I don't know that Wright had either," she muttered. "You mean they didn't get on very well?" he was quick to ask. "No, I don't mean anything," she answered with decision. As she turned a little away from him, she added, "But I don't think a place would be any happier for John Wright's being in it." "I'd like to talk to you about that a little later, Mrs. Hale," he said. "I'm anxious to get the lay of things upstairs now." He moved toward the stair door, followed by the two men. "I suppose anything Mrs. Peters does down here will be all right?" the sheriff inquired. "She is to take in some clothes for Mrs. Wright and a few little things. We left in such a hurry yesterday." The county attorney looked at the two women whom they were leaving alone there among the kitchen things. "Yes, Mrs. Peters," he said, his glance resting on the woman who was not Mrs. Peters, the big farmer woman who stood behind the sheriff's wife. "Of course, Mrs. Peters is one of us," he said, in a manner of entrusting responsibility. "Keep your eye out, Mrs. Peters, for anything that might be of use. No telling, you women might come upon a clue to the motive, and that's the thing we need." Mr. Hale rubbed his face in the fashion of a man getting ready to tell a joke. "But would women know a clue if they found one?" he asked, and then followed the other men through the stair door.